everything highlighted.
Yeah.
Let me get from Maverick County, Mr. President. Well, this, I think you can see it. Here, when we did the RFQ for these three companies regarding computer services, at the end of the day, I believe, is when we decided that we would go for an RFP. This left it as if we had prioritized the three, which we did, the most back, but then we took it here and said, you gentlemen need to rebid this.
Right.
So,
yeah, I remember you guys saying
that. I think the direction from the commission to allow it to go out for an RFP.
Okay.
And I think, actually, that we're going to be discussing that today. This was the one.
So which ones, what are
we
going
to do? We can approve them with corrections and give to you and bring them back. That way we don't have to wait.
Can I just take them now since you're going to need to look at them to approve them?
Guys, I made a number of...
Can I just look at the corrections real fast?
Yes.
That way?
Yes.
Then we can approve them with
corrections. Good idea. Danny has been through them sitting here. So.
I guess I just need the corrections. I've been reading them. We're going to insert the bid amendments, okay?
While he's doing that, can I talk to you about just give you information stuff? Under public
this is
comment?
Preliminary study meeting.
Okay. I just want to let you know that I contacted the IES department, and I've requested that the written minutes be put back on the web. They were taken off at some point in time, and I think there was a misunderstanding. So if the commission does want those removed from... In the future, if you guys would make a motion on it so we know it's all three commissioners, or at least the majority of the commissioners wanting it off, that'll be easier on Gary's staff and, of course, on me because of the confusion on what we're supposed to be doing. So that is occurring now. It's already been added. We worked on that Friday. The other thing is, of course, redistricting is going
Donna, up. Are they posting both written and audio?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Redistricting is starting. I've heard from the city of Branson. I've sent data to them so that they could begin their redistricting process. And I've already started working on some scenarios for the commission. I know you're not ready to meet on that now, but just want to let you know I have a map in my office that I started on. You might want to look at it, see if it's something you're interested in, or maybe give me some direction in the future.
Currently, just for your edification, individually, we've been playing with different thoughts and ideas of how to do the districts, but we haven't set a meeting yet to sit down and discuss what each of us thinks.
It's going to take a long time to get it done, not just the mapping. Your decision-making is going to take a long time. Then we've got to do the mapping, and then I've got to go in and adjust every citizen. So
everyone that changes.
Everyone that changes, right. And that's going to be a big job. So that's why I'm trying to get started early, because it won't be long before we go into BOE, and we'll be crazy busy.
Can you give me an idea, because currently I don't know, in the existing districts, as the lines are drawn today, what the populations are?
Can I give you by the districts there?
Yeah, and then that shows, you know, our decision is either going to be, well, we're going to shrink district number one in its current configuration to an amount that the two districts are the same, or we're going to completely redraw lines and either be east, west, north, south, or some other odd configuration.
Yeah, I can pull up, a couple of different reports for you. One that shows every precinct split, because in some polling places you have both east and west. So I can pull it up by precinct split and give you the population for east, west. And what I did when I started working on mine was I pulled it up by precinct split, and then went in and highlighted where the cities and villages were, because by statute, you can't split a city or village. And so I worked from that direction and made sure all of the cities and villages were within one district on either side. basically, if you want to know what I've done so far in my just looking at it, I separated Hollister and put it in the south, Branson, Rockaway Beach, Merriam Woods in the north, Forsyth, Kirbyville in the south, Bradleyville, and
Taneyville
in the north. Just and Mark Twain School would be in the south, just kind of give you an idea. And I'm within about 600 voters of being almost exactly the same. So, and it's hard to do that.
Well, yeah.
Without, you know, because you don't want to add to your number of ballots in your polling places. That's another issue that I would appreciate you looking at. Every time you create another ballot, that causes more for the judges to do. If they have five or six ballot styles, there's more possibility for error. The other thing is that the cost is higher. Every time we do a ballot split, that's an additional cost. So when I designed it from a cost-effective method where I kept my polling places, the number of ballot styles is as little as possible.
No, I'd be real interested to look at that, Donna, when you get a chance.
One thing that Ron just asked was, could you by district do the population? Remember, we were looking at your spreadsheet this morning, mm-hmm. and can I get that in the spreadsheet or email to me so I can kind of start messing with that?
I can give you all kinds of data.
That would help me too if you can give me that data.
Sure. And
you can
email all three of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Donna. Good morning.
I had a question here on this amendment.
Yes, sir.
This has a question mark on the end.
All right.
And I wasn't there, so I don't know. Was Linda in that meeting, or is that just some?
What happened was, Pat Keck advised that we go out for an RFP.
Right.
But that's not included there. And it leaves it as if all we did was prioritize, which we did. However, the next step was, she said, you have to do an RFP.
Was I gone that day? Because I don't remember being gone for that. I remember, when was this?
I don't think you were gone that day.
I don't remember being gone that day. April 6th.
Well, maybe. See, the reason I put the question mark here, Jim?
Yeah, it was.
Was because I wondered if it was that day.
Okay, I was in...
it says that.
I was in D.C. I was at NACO. So I was gone that day.
So what happened is the council advised us to go for an RFP. We have to do an RFP. She said an RFQ
right.
that the council had recommended previously to Linda was incorrect.
Right.
And we have to do an RFP. So Linda was directed to...
She was in the meeting then. Mm-hmm. So why did we do this last Friday or last week?
Well, because she was waiting for more direction from us.
Okay.
There was a miscommunication.
Okay.
So last Friday she came back or whatever that day
Thursday.
Thursday. And we're moving forward.
So you probably need changes to a statement versus a question mark then.
Right, and I've already shared that with Donna, and she knows that. We
okay.
went over this
minute. She knows that then.
I'll just put Linda directed.
Make a statement, not a question.
Well, again, the reason I had it as a question is because it was. Okay.
All right, Donna, you can have these then. We can approve these. These are
as
these
corrected.
Match up all of this, right? Did we check the dates?
Yes, 328. You got them there.
All right, 328.
329.
$330. Yeah.
4-1.
Yeah.
4-6.
Okay.
4-8.
Okay.
4-12.
Okay. They're all done. Okay. You can have them all. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Is this mine or yours?
No, it's mine.
Okay.
This
is mine.
This is mine.
Copies
we're going to.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is like Same folder I have. Wonder where it came from. All right, so I can track.
All right, gentlemen, what else do we need to go through? You've both looked at accounts payable prior to the meeting.
Just today's agenda. Is there anything? The budget report, I know what that is. That's Rick's monthly submission. FEMA issues, I know what that's about. Par ELAs. Has anybody, I mean, should we have anybody look at this? The Empire Electric easement? We've had no one look at it.
We can't do that. We can't. Even there's no exhibits or nothing. No.
What they submitted to us?
Land description, no. Should we forget that? We might as well just mark it off there whenever it comes time.
I also want to establish a meeting for us to talk about council.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do at the 10 o'clock.
We've got vacancies on there.
The vacancies, the board vacancies.
Well, it's divided into two. There's an employee discussion.
That's what I'm going to do.
And then there's an opportunity to do board vacancies following.
Right.
And this was put on the agenda as employee discussion of board vacancies. Pat said no.
Split it apart.
Split it apart to be in compliance. So that's what was done.
Do you have those? Why don't you get those? I'll bring up January 4th. We had meeting minutes. That was the first day of the session. That had some paragraph in there that we could never confirm that actually there was some stuff about an emergency executive, but there wasn't one. I went to everybody who was listed in that meeting. So she has a January 4th that taking all that stuff out of there because we couldn't. No one who was in that meeting.
Well, that would have been my first
meeting. It was your first meeting.
There was no
before the 9 o'clock. So, I mean, so I'm going to say, she's going to print it out. We're going to approve this one, too, because that's lingering out there. We haven't approved it. But we've they've done all the research to make sure that meeting never took place.
Rick or Sherry, are either of you here for public comment to speak? No. Anyone else, Nikki?
So at this point is when I closed it, we recessed them. Oh, we can't close it yet anyway, because she's not here to stop it.
Could I filibuster?
You sure can. I would appreciate you filibustering. Oh,
yeah.
Do you even have to ask?
Yeah.
Here all the discussion items.
Okay. For today? Okay.
This is the only one that we're going to refer to attorney, right? Probably to double check.
Yeah, we're not doing that one today. And here's why. They didn't send attachment A.
Okay.
Which is a description. Plus, it always needs to be reviewed by an attorney to make sure it looks okay. And that gentleman is like in the hospital.
Okay. So what we need to do, though, Ron, is still have this discussion and assign it to the attorney. Find what attorney is going to do this for
us. Well, we also have to receive the necessary documentation before we can move forward, right?
Right. But I'm saying might as well choose an attorney now.
Gotcha.
That when it comes in, we can send it to that attorney. Right. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. We just got to get an attorney assigned to it. Here's the January 4th meeting minutes. It's pretty straightforward. There was really nothing in there that was anything that was out of the ordinary.
Does this come out? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the whole section was out.
Oh, it's already out.
No.
We didn't meet at 8:30. This was added without corrections, correct?
No, this is with corrections.
Yeah.
But I don't remember meeting at 8:30. I thought we met at 9. Hold on.
Have we met up in the office?
No. Well, we didn't meet down there.
And see, I wasn't there. That was what was handed to us.
On Tuesday, I had nothing on the agenda. That's the weird term.
The 4th?
The 4th. That's the 4th. We had nothing scheduled that day. I know we...
Well, they had to get that somewhere. You say that's what was turned into you from us?
I need to get this. Nikki, can you find out what we did if we met on this day? I show nothing on my calendar.
Well, you know, I almost can't imagine we didn't because we were meeting almost every day.
Not that first week, we were.
Not the first week.
Double check that before. We're not going to vote on that yet. Would you double check that? Okay.
Earlier in March.
Double check the accuracy of this thing, the whole thing, because I don't think we met. But you'll know, and you can just take that. We're going to hold off yet again. All right, in the session, that way we can go to recess and then start up at 9 o'clock.
Good morning. Good morning. We'll see. Were you here for public comment, Tim?
Yeah.
We'll stand in recess until 9 o'clock.
Okay.